Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, we are speaking with Alien Metals. They have a copper gold VMS and silver projects in Mexico. They also have an iron ore project in Australia, and they are working on completing the acquisition of the Elizabeth Hill project in Australia. The stock has almost doubled in price over the past week. They have a very distinctive trading symbol on AIM of UFO. And here to tell us all about the company is Bill Brody Good, Chief Executive Officer. Hello, Bill.
Morning, Bonnie. Nice to speak to you.
Yes, nice to speak to you too. So you had a very good announcement today that you have done a raising of $1.25 million. Do you want to tell us a bit about that?
Sure. It's an excellent day for us. We're very happy with our sort of lead broker, Turner Pope, have raised before expenses £1.25 million sterling to support all our sort of exploration plans that are circling at the moment. So really encouraged, an excellent result. The placing price was excellent considering where we were a few months back, and very much we understand its existing investors have come back into an added investment into Alien to support us in medium and hopefully long term as well.
And do you have some institutional investors there in that placing?
I believe we do. I'd like to think we're starting to become a bit more noticed by the institutions. We obviously still have plenty to do. However, we understand, yes, there are a couple in there. It's obviously just happened, so everyone's we're sort of finalizing all the details. But we're very encouraged. And as I say, it was essentially existing investors from the previous raise who have, you know, continued to back us, and which is fantastic, and gives us now an excellent platform to drive numerous exploration projects we have, sort of, as I say, hovering.
And how do you plan to spend that money on the projects?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we have basically two jurisdictions with five main projects. So in Mexico, we already had a sum earmarked for the maiden drilling of the Donovan 2 copper-gold volcanic massive sulfide, inverted commas, VMS target. So part of these funds will give us the ability to hopefully do infill and follow-up drilling pretty much contiguous to the first phase to really get a better understanding and start building up the potential of that project a lot quicker than originally planned. Similarly, in Mexico, the two main silver projects, San Celso and Los Campos, we are now at a stage our next phase of work is drilling. We've been working on the planning for a while. Now part of these funds will enable us to do some initial drilling, which is very exciting, because we can now start to put together, again, prove up the potential of both projects for the exceptional high-grade mineralization, and also to start looking at, proving the depth extension and the strike extension. Also on the San Celso project, it'll help us to add, hopefully, surrounding property that we are in discussion with, to expand both the size, physical footprint of the project, and we believe hopefully add more ounces due to knowledge of other systems or extensions of the existing system in neighbouring ground. You mentioned Elizabeth Hill. That's a silver project in Australia, a former silver mine. Fantastic, over 2,000 grams a ton head grade in its day. Ceased mining in 2000. And probably a third of the initial resource was reportedly mined out, therefore, when mining ceased. Therefore, we feel there's a combination of the resource that we need to work up. So we're once the acquisition is completed, hopefully end of this month, we have a mapping and trenching program already planned. And now, again, with some of these funds, hopefully from that, we can follow up with some early drilling, to either target new targets defined or to infill or add update the resource on the existing ore body. And with the Hammersley iron ore projects, again, we're in the throes of getting a team on the ground as soon as we can, with the heat rising, literally, and that's climatic heat as opposed to anything else, in the Pilbara in Western Australia now. We're hoping to get a team on the ground in the next couple of weeks to do some reconnaissance, some mapping, and to help us finalise a priority drill program. And again, some of these funds, hopefully we can put into that sort of maiden drilling on a couple of the highest priority prospects on the iron ore.
With regard to Hammersley, are you planning to have any joint ventures with someone to help you develop the project?
Well, at the moment we own 51% with Windfield Metals. Yeah, obviously iron ore needs potentially a lot more investment to work up to a certain point. And we are having recently completed a large data study on the region, on the licenses themselves. We've got an excellent database of information. We have this work about to be done. As we move forward and develop the knowledge and the understanding and the potential, yes, of course, we'll be talking and looking to talk to possible partners, because obviously in that part of the world, you have the majors, BHP, Rio Tinto, Fortescue, all sort of circling all around, working all around us. And we'd like to think we can develop and work up the potential of both of the projects, that then a partner comes in and says, thanks very much. We'll go from here, sort of thing.
And I understand that Donovan too is also in close proximity to many majors, about 24 kilometers from Teck Resources and some other producing mines. Do you want to talk about Donovan too for a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Donovan too is you know, geologically the work we've done is very positive. I mean, we had over 3% copper sample from an in-situ location, sort of in an old water well on the property, with several other samples grading over 1%. So we know geologically from that point of view and from the geophysics done, there's great potential. And yeah, you're right. It sits 24 kilometers, pretty much due west from the Teck San Nicolas deposit, which is over 100 million tons at just over 1% copper. These VMS systems often there's a series of them in a larger area. We feel that obviously Donovan 2 is one of these systems, one of the surface expressions of one of these systems, which is why we're obviously continuing to do it. And we have been talking to several in-country groups, as well as non-Mexican groups. As I say, with the COVID issue, things have slowed down. However, we are continuing in the background to talk to possible partners or to move this forward. But we are already committed and planning to do our first phase of drilling, and hopefully that'll add value, and I'm sure it will add value, and also maybe add impetus to a possible deal.
Are you just focusing on the current projects that you have, or are you looking at other assets that would fit in with Alien's criteria?
No, we're definitely looking at other assets. And I think I'd like to think that with becoming more known in the marketplace and hopefully being seen as as doing what we say on the tin, so to speak, we are getting offered or shown several projects in several jurisdictions, obviously Australia, Mexico, Western Central Africa, and some in the gold sector, some in silver, some in copper as well. So we are continuing to look and review and discuss, because I think that's also very important, that we keep the conveyor belt sort of moving. So again, some of the funds will be earmarked for, you know, some studies if we need to do some due diligence on projects or a project that might start looking like it fits the strategy and satisfy what we would like, you know, the shareholders' requests and support, so that we can keep, you know, add something in the sort of a, depending on what part of the system, as maybe something goes out the other side, so to speak.
So investors can expect to hear a lot of news flow on exploration, completion of the acquisition of Elizabeth Hill going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. And I do know people don't want to hear it, but it is slightly frustrating that there are still restrictions are changing all the time in relation to COVID-19. We need to maintain, monitor and manage that to keep everyone safe, both obviously the direct personnel of the company and any third party contractors or consultants. That's obviously the core and the main our main focus. But at the same time, we are able to work in Western Australia because it sort of is like its own bubble now. So people inside are able to move around quite easily, which is excellent, which is why we're pushing ahead there. Mexico has become slightly more restrictive at the moment, but these things change quite quickly. And with our own excellent in-country team, who are obviously there and on point, they can advise us on the from day to day as things change. So yeah, we're hoping for plenty of news, positive news, and from a geologist's point of view, I'm hoping to get the actual geology pushing forward and some great results coming out in the next few months and just moving forward.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for joining us, and I wish you all the best luck on your exploration, on your projects and moving them forward, and look forward to speaking with you again once things have started to progress.
Well, Bonnie, thanks very much. It's great to have a chance to discuss this. We appreciate everyone's support, and we will work hard to pay dividends for everybody, of course.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to us on Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.